KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Well, the state baseball tournament yesterday in a semifinal play in Class 2A. It was Kemper Catholic defeating Pleasantville 7-1 as the Knights knocked off the Trojans there in that Class 2A semifinal at Principal Park. The Trojans were limited to just two hits the entire game, both coming in the sixth inning. Tyler Lang took the mound for Kemper, retiring his first 10 batters faced, seven of them on strikeouts. Lang pitched a complete game, allowing just one run on two hits and finishing the night with nine strikeouts. The Knights took an early lead as a pair of singles and a fielder's choice loaded up the bases for Ben Berg. The sophomore capitalized on the opportunity, driving a RBI single to left field for Kemper's first run of the game. Mike Moore extended the Knights' lead with a two RBI single to left, and a run walked in, giving Kemper that 4-0 lead. Kemper had a run each in the second, fourth, and fifth innings, and the Knights finished the night with 10 hits as Lang paced Kemper's offense, going 4-for-4 with an RBI. Pleasantville got on the board in the sixth as back-to-back singles by Gage Van Halen and Zeb Andrian broke up Lang's no-hit bid, and a fielder's choice brought Van Halen home, making the second score 7-1. Kemper. Colton Major was tagged with the loss for Pleasantville, giving up five runs, four earned on six hits and two walks while whiffing two batters. And Kemper Catholic advances to the championship game. They'll face Clear Lake at 1:30 on Saturday at Principal Park. Pleasantville finished their season at 29-10. Kemper is now 26-11 on the year. Also yesterday in the Class 1A semifinals, Remsen St. Mary's beat Newman Catholic 5-3, and West Sioux beat Don Bosco 2-1. That sets up the championship game on Saturday in Class 1A. At 11 o'clock, Remsen St. Mary's will face West Sioux. And then in Class 2A yesterday, it was Clear Lake beating Hinton 10-7 in that Kemper game, 7-1 over Pleasantville. So Saturday's championship at 1:30 will be Clear Lake and Kemper Catholic there in the 2A title game. Well, the rest of the semifinals will be played today in Class 3A and 4A. This morning at 11 o'clock in 3A, Carlisle faces Pella, followed by a 1:30 game between Harlan and Solon. The Class 4A state tournament semifinals will be played tonight at 5 o'clock. Waukee takes on Cedar Rapids Prairie, and at 7:30, Iowa City West will face Des Moines Roosevelt. The semifinal winners will play for the state championship title in both classes on Saturday at Principal Park in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball, Aledmys Diaz homered, doubled, and drove in three runs against childhood pal Jose Fernandez, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Miami Marlins 5-4 on Thursday. Fernandez gave up five runs in five innings and fell to 26-2 at Marlins Park. Miami's D. Gordon, the 2015 NL batting and stolen bases champion, returned from an 80-game suspension for failing a drug test and went 0-for-4. Ichiro Suzuki doubled as a pinch hitter in the seventh for Miami and needs two hits for 3,000. Diaz and Matt Holliday homered in the third against Fernandez, who had never previously given up more than one homer in a game. His only other loss at Marlins Park came on opening day this year against Detroit. Michael Wacha allowed three runs in six innings, and three relievers completed an eight-hitter. Sungwan Oh pitched around a one-out single in the ninth for his seventh save. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday, it was Colorado over the Mets 2-1, Milwaukee 6-4 over Arizona. Also, Minnesota beat Baltimore 6-2, Philadelphia 7-5 over Atlanta. The Cubs beat the crosstown White Sox 3-1. Also, Texas, a 3-2 winner over the Royals. It was the Angels beating Boston 2-1, and Washington was a 4-2 winner over San Francisco there in Major League Baseball yesterday. In other sporting news, the weather matched the mood of Dustin Johnson and others trying to make up ground on Friday in the PGA Championship. Jimmy Walker took a one-shot lead into the second round at Baltusrol and did not play until the afternoon. Johnson was the biggest surprise of the opening round when the U.S. Open champion had a pair of double bogeys and only one birdie on his way to a 77. He stood outside the clubhouse as a steady rain fell, knowing he had to make up ground to avoid missing his first cut in nearly 18 months on the PGA Tour. Two-time major winner Martin Kaymer was one shot behind, and British Open champion Henrik Stenson was two shots back. Both played in the morning. And play is suspended right now at Baltusrol with heavy rains here this morning, and the weather horn is blown, so the PGA Championship right now is in a rain delay. In other news, negotiating is over and quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick has signed a one-year contract with the Jets. The deal is worth a reported $12 million and is guaranteed. Fitzpatrick set the franchise record with a career-high 31 touchdown passes last season while helping lead the Jets on a playoff push in Todd Bowles' first season as coach. The Detroit Lions have signed wide receiver Anquan Boldin, who ranked among the NFL's top 20 with 1,009 catches and 13,195 yards receiving. The move helps bolster the Lions' depth after the retirement of Calvin Johnson. The 35-year-old Boldin started 13 games last season with the 49ers, catching 69 passes for 789 yards. Vikings coach Mike Zimmer has been given a contract extension after going 18-14 in two seasons at the helm. The Vikings went 11-5 and won the NFC North last year. Starting with the 2018 season, there won't be any more weekday semifinal college football playoff games. Citing low TV ratings, the people in charge of the playoff have announced plans to move the dates of future semifinals to ensure the games will be played on either a Saturday or a holiday. This season's semifinals are still set for Saturday, December 31st, but after 2018, the games initially scheduled to be played on New Year's Eve will now be played on Saturday, December the 29th. In the NBA, Richard Jefferson has had second thoughts about retirement and will return to the NBA champ Cavaliers with a two-year contract. Just after the final game of the NBA Finals, he announced his retirement. Thousands of fans pleaded with him to reconsider during the victory parade for the team. On his Snapchat account, Jefferson said, "I can't wait to repeat." In the NHL, the Arizona Coyotes have worked out new contracts with two of their best young defensemen. Connor Murphy has signed a six-year, $23.1 million package, while Michael Stone avoided arbitration by taking a one-year deal worth $4 million. And Minnesota Wild defenseman Matt Dumba has agreed to a two-year, $5.1 million contract. He's coming off his best NHL season, scoring 10 goals, 26 points, 83 hits, and 56 blocks in 81 games. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJN. Once again, we will have Cardinals baseball again tonight as they take on the Miami Marlins. 5:15 will be the pregame and first pitch at 6:10 here tonight. I'm Chris Parks with KJN Sports.